Thank you so much for calling. Is this Ruth?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Ruth. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you. I'm actually from the finance department. I was the one calling you. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I received the form about for me to give the tax information. One thing I have to tell you, I'm going to do everything under my business name, not under my personal tax. So
that is
because
this will be, this is regarding publication, right?
What happened?
I'm saying this is regarding the publication information, right?
When exactly. This is your... the form that you send. You're asking about my tax. So it's going to be the EIN number of the company. So my social doesn't have to be, you know, included in it. And I see the address. You ask for tax identification number, EIN, that. And then what you talking about? When you say publishing account information, which account? I don't have any account. I thought you guys are going to create one for me.
Yes, that's what the information that Sheldon has asked you for. It's to create your account, so don't worry about that. Well, that is not what I'm calling in regards to. I was actually calling you because you have the remaining installment scheduled for this month, which you haven't paid. So can you proceed with that?
And I said to Ryan clearly, I want my work to be done before the end of the month because otherwise I'm not going to pay. I told him that. You guys take 1 month, entire month, to just do some cover for the book. And I told him precisely, listen, I want that thing to finish fast for me to start selling my book and then start making money for me to be able to pay you. He said, no problem. And I was looking for that moment exactly. So I was not satisfied how I'm supposed to pay now because I told him specifically about that. And I told him in a message, text message, email, and everything. So you guys take 1 month just to give me a few covers. One month.
Okay. I understand your frustration, Ruth, but...
Oh, yeah, I am. I am very frustrated.
Frustrated when you have approved the book cover and the formatting and the editing of your book is completed, even then you're frustrated?
What happened?
Your formatting and the editing of the book is completed, right?
Is completed?
It's done.
It's done. Can you imagine? It's yesterday,
right?
No, it's not. It's not till now. I don't have the final approval. It's not. It's,
yeah,
can you imagine? The
you
other day, you know what I had to do?
In the final phase, Ruth. You're in the final phase of publishing. That's the reason why Sheldon.
What is my name again, my love?
Right? Samantha.
No, this thing they sent it to me since the beginning, and I said I'm not gonna file it till I see my book. You know, everything finished.
So let me get this clarified. You're saying that you're not going to pay any further installments until you have all the work delivered? Is that what you're saying?
Let me repeat that. Unfortunately, you are not the one with who I made the deal. It was with Ryan. I said to Ryan, and he confirmed it to me. He told me, no problem with how long is this thing going to take? The mass work is going to be like 2 weeks, it's going to be finished. We're only having maximum to do everything, the editing, the cover, and everything. That's what he said. And I said, so I'm going to start selling the book, and for me to be able to pay you back, because he said, of course, definitely. So now, it's been 1 month. Till now, I don't have even the final. You said it's finished. It's not. Because do I have the final cover? No. Yesterday, they sent me finally after fighting, of course, after sending text to Ryan, after doing all this, finally, they sent me something. I said, okay, so far so good. Just a few corrections to do and send me the back cover. I would like to see it. Till now.
Okay.
I didn't receive it. Till now. So, okay, listen. Me, this is business we're doing here. When a customer is not satisfied, that's normal. She doesn't want to pay. That's clear. Me, I don't have no problem whatsoever to pay. But I clearly said to Ryan, this is how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Because
all right. I understand what you're saying, and I hear you out. But understand that we have created the milestones for the installments so we can actually, work on the costing of the next service. For example, let's just set a deadline, all right? If the cover is finalized and approved from your end.
It's not the cover.
It's
not the cover, baby. It's not the cover. My problem on now. Because, listen, I told Ryan, I already have some people who bought the book already. And I was trying to do it in Amazon by myself. And you know what? Let me find a company who actually know what they're doing for me not to be killing myself. And I hire you guys, okay? So, and I told Ryan clearly, I want this book to be published. I want at least for me to have a copy in my hands for me to see. He said, oh, no problem. Something going very fast. Mostly two weeks. So I will have the time to start selling. And I already have people paying me for the book, and I cannot give them the book.
I understand.
And I told him. So now, honestly, right now, it's not about, I want to, and I even sent a message to give me at least 5 books. At least minimum 5 books. Send me 5 books. You know, for me to be able to send to those people. Because they mean calling me, otherwise I'm going to refund that money. You guys, sometimes you don't understand when someone, imagine what, for each correction I have to ask, they're asking me to take 2-3 days. For each change on the cover, if it's not the way I want it, that's not normal. And they say that I have a team assigning to me. Wow.
That is the standard process. All right, let me explain that to you. I believe you are working with a ghostwriting company for the first time, and that's the reason why there are a lot of things that are back and forth. And I clearly see that you're not on the same page with the company. So let me just go back, and then we can establish some ground rules so we can proceed further from here, okay? Now, first of all, I understand that you are not completely satisfied, hence you're not going to pay any further installments. I completely understand that. But you need to understand
how many installments I have. Well, just one question, just to see if we are on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Let me just calculate that, check in my system, and get back to you. Give me a quick moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for being on the line, Ruth. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There are 5 installments, 1,000 per month each.
Excuse me?
That's a total of 5,000.
I have to call. Do you have Ryan on the line? Because you have to talk to me. Because you have to review my contract. It's definitely not $5,000. Review my contract.
So you're saying this is not correct?
No. You said $5,000 for the thing that I give. No. I said, no, this is not good. So please find me Ryan. Let me see in my email where I have the contract. There's no way.
Okay, then can you tell me your side of the story, please?
Okay, no problem. I'm going to go to my email. Fast, give me 1 second.
Sure.
This is crazy. Can I be okay? Contract invoice. Did you see the discount in the thing?
What's the discount that you got in the invoice?
Okay, there? Premium publishing and marketing package is $6,000. Subtotal $6,000. Discount $3,000. Total $3,000. That's what I have. Normally, this is the invoice they send me, and I give $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I said I will pay the $2,000 one each month. That's what it was in my deal. So I don't know which contract you have. It's definitely not me.
All right. There's clearly a misunderstanding here. Let me find out, speak to him, and then we can, you know, proceed with some mutual understanding from there. Now, what I was about to tell you is that are you willing to agree to pay the next installment if we are proceeding with the publication and the book cover and the manuscript is approved? Will you be willing to pay the second installment? Because that will be the next step.
I will pay the installment when I have 5 copies of my book shipped to me.
So you're not going to pay on the publication?
What do you mean I'm not? Of course I'm going to publish. What do you mean I'm not going to be in the publication?
Okay, then. All right.
Listen, this is what I said. Listen, I want the book to be finished. Mm-hmm. While you guys walking and putting on, anyway, in my contract, you have to send me some copies. Anyway, that's what it is,
yes,
in my contract.
Yes, of course.
So why you guys are doing whatever you're doing, I don't know how long that is going to take.
All right.
Again,
all right.
I want 5 copies and the book. And it, once you send me those 5 copies, I give you what the, I pay the installment right there. This,
okay.
I don't have a problem of paying. I have a
all
problem
right.
of services.
I understand.
Understand.
Then let's establish this. Once you get 5 copies in your hand, then we will talk about the second installment to be paid. Do we have a deal?
I will pay it right away. I just need the copy. I just
okay.
need the book because I have those customers waiting for me and they're driving me crazy. And this is not good for my, you understand?
I completely understand where you're coming from, Ruth, and I will convey this to the team as well. So we work together to complete this, and of course the copies will be sent to you before the book is published, okay? So we'll send you the copies, the 5 copies first, you approve that, and then we will move on to the publication after you pay the second installment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Let me talk to Ryan meanwhile in regards to the total amount of the entire project, and I will keep in touch. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time, Ruth. You have yourself a good day.
Okay. You too.
Bye now.